Hello guys, this is Clint Locklear. This little sidebar I'm doing, I just wanted to explain what's going on. It's been 2 weeks since we put up a show, and I can finally get back into my website, so I'm hoping this can go up today, to be honest with you. But what happened is, unbeknownst to me, the website got hacked. And I didn't know what was going on, but I knew I couldn't sign in. And I got a hold of David, which is my computer guy, and he went to work. And then he called and was like, holy crap. Somebody got in our website, and I don't know why, and I don't know who it was, but they did 790 redirects. So everything on the backside of this website was redirected to nonsense. And, you know, I guess I could be happy because they didn't fill it up with porn or something. I don't know if they had that capability. I don't know if they just got in the code. I don't quite understand the purpose. And this is what David said. He said, a lot of times you've got people that will actively go out and try to harm you, which, I mean, if you go look up Clint Locklear on Google, you'll see there are websites dedicated to how big of a murderer I am and I must be stopped. Those are not my websites, by the way. So there are a lot of people who's put a lot of energy into shutting down Trapping Radio. I'm not sure that's what happened here after talking with David. I think what happened, this was the second thing, he says, people have spiders which that crawl around the internet, and they call them spiders, but they're not. But they like go through everything, and you can get them to look for certain things. And he said people build programs to just screw with people for fun. And they found a security leak, because security is not the same on this website as it is like on my store, which is military encrypted. It's not like it is on the howtogrowanewbusiness.com on the business course, or how to trap it, which is all our videos at a huge discount. It's not the same setup for a podcast. So somewhere in here, they figured out a way to get into the code, and they turned loose apparently a different program. So David, because over the course of time, there's programs out there for the you that don't know that you can download a website, you can ask with a program what changes have been made, and all these changes come up. Now, when you have a website and you're adding stuff and you're moving stuff around sometimes, we go in on the code and change it. So it wasn't like we could just go in and just change all the stuff that's been changed, because we had to actually redirect back to where it was supposed to go at the beginning. So this has been about 2 weeks of highly, highly, highly frustration. That I apologize for not being up. I've been sitting on the one that I'm getting ready to upload. I'm crossing my fingers if you're hearing this, because at least I can get in the site right now. And we're gonna hopefully be back on track. I've got some stuff coming up here in the next few months. There's going to be a couple of weeks off and different things like that. But I just want to let everybody know what happened. Trapping Radio didn't go away. Trapping Radio just got screwed with. And we've really ramped up the security. Not saying that if enough people with enough money and enough time decide not to shut it down, that they can't. Google can do that at any time, which they've done before. But that's what's going on. If I could have put up the shows, I'd have really wanted to, and I didn't want to rush David on the computer side, for the simple fact it's amazing, two little jots and diddles on code makes a huge difference on a website. So I think we're good, and you'll see a little bit of difference in some of the font and the different things, way they look. And because we had to update a bunch of stuff. So that's what happened, guys. My website just got screwed with. And hopefully we're back, and hopefully we fix this problem for the future. Alrighty. So let's get on to the show.